And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Big shout out to the winner of the sandwiches, Leticia from Santa Paula. Thank you for calling in. You were patient. You were the third caller. The phones were lighting up for the sandwiches. So thank you, all of the listeners who called in to try to win the sandwiches. We'll have other giveaways in the future, so not to worry about that. And Leticia, big shout out to you. Congratulations on winning those four as well. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is finding inspiration. Each of today's segments is designed to help us find inspiration in the world around us. My next guest will explain the fabric of our society, and that is entrepreneurialism. What makes his journey so fascinating is that he started out life as a punk with a juvenile criminal record. He was in a street gang, and he had a lot of emotional scarring. We'll reveal his journey to where he is today from his book titled Nothing to Lose. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Ryan Blair is a serial entrepreneur. He established his first company, which was 24/7 Tech, when he was only 21 years old. Since then, he is creative and actively invested in multiple startups and has become a self-made multimillionaire. Ryan is known for going from the long shot to the big shot, even when the odds were against him. Ryan sold his company, which is Visalis Sciences, to Blythe in early 2008. A bad time to be selling a business because the global recession took the company to the brink of failure, resulting in a complete write-off of the stock and near bankruptcy. Ryan, as the CEO, went all in. He bet his last $1 million on the potential and turned the company around from the edge of failure to more than $150 million a year in revenue, where it is today. And it took only 16 months to do that, and he got the DSN Global Turnaround Award for 2010 as a result of his turnaround efforts there. Ryan's business expertise has gotten him appearances on all the major networks, as you would imagine, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox Business. He's been in Time, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, all of the business publications. And interestingly enough, he's been interviewed for Sports Illustrated. We'll ask him about that as well. Ryan currently lives in Hollywood with his two-year-old son, appropriately named for Ventura County, Reagan. Welcome to the show, Ryan. How are you today?
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the introduction.
Well, glad to have you on. Thanks for being our guest. A couple of things come to mind. First of all, you're broadcasting into Ventura County. This is Reagan country. It's the home of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Is there any connection between the name of your son and our president, Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up learning from Ronald Reagan. In fact, I've been to the Reagan Library a number of times, and I was in Norway, and the only English station they had on was a tribute to Ronald Reagan. I said, how about I name him Ryan Reagan Blair? That's how he got his name.
Ryan Reagan Blair. Hey, that is really cool. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about before we dive into your book, which is a fascinating read, you've been interviewed by Time, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, Forbes. I would expect all of those because of the phenomenal turnarounds that you've been able to accomplish in your business life. But you've also been interviewed by Sports Illustrated. So what's that about? Why did Sports Illustrated want to talk?
I own a company called the Body by Volley 90 Day Challenge, and we're a weight loss challenge. You know, we have about 50,000 people signing up for this thing a month. And so I've been interviewed by Men's Fitness, all kinds of different health-related interviews. In fact, I just did a Fortune photo shoot where they insisted I do it on a treadmill, which is kind of interesting, too, to do that. But, yeah, I do a lot of fitness-related stuff out there because of the company I own, Visalis.
I see. All right. Well, that explains it all. My guest is Ryan Blair. He's the author of the book Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, How I Went from a Gang Member to Multimillionaire Opportunity. And Ryan, your book really is similar to the tale of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, with a little bit more of a sinister twist. You turned your life around by learning from example of your entrepreneurial stepdad after your birth father abandoned you and your mother. So the starting point is, let's start with your life story. Set the background for your accomplishments.
Got it. Well, the background is, it's real simple. You know, I was raised in a middle-class environment, and you know, my father got addicted to drugs, and as a result of that, we lost our family. And it's commonplace in this day and age for families to go through a lot of the financial related stuff that I've gone through, for sure. But you know, what we went through was a result of really some poor decisions that, you know, my father made, and unfortunately as a result of that, we lost our entire family.
What a shame. What an absolute shame. Now, that wasn't the end of it. I mean, there was a downward spiral. You went into poverty and then got into gangs and gang violence. Ended up with a criminal record, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I went to the Ventura County Juvenile Hall over there. I guess it's named after Judge Perrin now.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a lot of time there, in and out of trouble, and it's not something I'm proud of, but it's definitely something that I learned from. In fact, I've recently gone back and given copies of my book, Nothing to Lose, to the same kids that are in juvenile hall that I was in, because, you know, frankly, I learned a lot from those experiences, and I want to help others get out of those similar situations.
Well, I think that that's very admirable, Ryan. So help connect the dots for my listeners between your upbringing, your background, and your nothing to lose attitude towards the world, which is so inspiring.
Well, you know, it's a lot of times a lot of people, you know, when they have nothing to lose, they actually don't realize that that could be their greatest asset. In fact, many a times people don't venture out to become an entrepreneur or take action on their life because they believe they have so much to lose. You know, and I tell people, especially people currently in the middle class, you know, you don't have anything to lose. What are you going to lose? Your upside down home, your overextended credit card balances, your dodging of the bill collectors, you know, or you lose your job insecurity. So I tell people to take action. And, you know, and if you can leverage that nothing to lose mindset and you can really say that you're going to take action based on that, you can have, you know, really everything to gain. And that's why I named the book such.
Okay. Well, my guest is Ryan Blair. And really, Ryan, the book is an entrepreneurial manifesto for the new millennium. So I want to ask you, at the core of it, why is entrepreneurialism the solution to many of today's issues?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I really am a huge advocate to teach the subject of entrepreneurship because we solve problems. You know, right now, as you know, obesity is a major problem in America.
Yes.
You know, what my company Vitalis does is helps people lose weight through our 90-day challenge. So, you know, that's one solution to obesity, and there's many others. There's solutions to, you know, the environmental issues we're going through. There's solutions to all kinds of things, and the only way to solve them is to really spawn a generation of entrepreneurs to do just that. And so my honest opinion is we need to reward entrepreneurs, we need to provide tax incentives for the job creators, and we need to start teaching that subject early on in the school system so that way we spawn a generation of entrepreneurs and we continue, you know, or we keep our competitive strength, which right now we're losing because we're simply getting fat and happy as a nation.
Oh, now, hear, hear to those comments. My guest is Ryan Blair, author of the book Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. And Ryan, I find it amusing. You refer to yourself as a social-made millionaire, not a self-made millionaire, as I set you up in the introduction. So tell me, what is a social-made millionaire?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. A guy named Andy Jenkins, who's a world-renowned internet marketer, was writing a blurb for my book after reading it. And he told me, he said, "You're not a self-made millionaire." And I go, "Yes, I am." And he said, "No, you're socially made." And it's true. I've learned to leverage networks. I write about that a lot in my book. I've learned to leverage other people's assets in raising money and building my businesses, other people's talents, you know, in social networks, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And, you know, my success is 100% because of that.
Well, how is that the new norm? I got to ask you that, Ryan. In this economy that we're in, your way of doing business has obviously succeeded. Others need to emulate that. Why has this become the new norm and it's no longer just the guy working out of his garage with the great idea?
Yeah, you know, in this day and age with Facebook and Twitter and everything going on online, you know, people are becoming, you know, more socially integrated. And in fact, the opportunity of our lifetime, this generation, is to leverage the new norms of communication, the new ways people are communicating, sharing information. If you look at the rise of some of the biggest companies out there, it's through social networking and new forms of communication. And what I tell people, whether they're old or young, is it's the adaptation to those forms of communication that allow ultimately generate, you know, wealth. And that's what we've done in a variety of our companies, whether it be my investments in Fragmob or Vitalis or, you know, Ski Space or anything. It's all about leveraging and connecting people and providing value to consumers.
All right, let's bring it on home then, Ryan, if we can, because the most remarkable of your accomplishments is growing a $200 million company during a recession in only 15 short months. So how'd you do that?
Well, you know, we got, it's funny, December 2009, myself and my co-founders, Nick Sarnicola and Blake Mellon, we got in the room. We said, who do we want to be? Who do we want to focus on? And what type of value do we want to create out there? And we basically were about to lose our company. We're on the brink of extinction. We're down to $600,000 a month. We're losing about $600,000 a month. Our public investors had walked. We had to put our last dollars in to the company. And we just said, you know what, we're going to go all or nothing, and we're going to provide as much value as we can to our customers and our distributors. And as a result of that, focus on value creation and focus on, you know, really the core values of who we were and creating a company that really matched our style and matched our, you know, our desires and so to speak, you know, and who we wanted to work with. We were able to take it from $600,000 a month to over $20 million a month today. Mm. We're growing by double digits right now. It's extremely profitable. And we're, you know, now embarking on global expansion. So we're hoping that, you know, in the not-so-distant future, we'll probably be a $1 billion company.
Wow, that's incredible. My guest is Ryan Blair, author of the book Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, How I Went from a Gang Member to Multi-Million Dollar Entrepreneur. So what advice would you give to others, Ryan, in a similar situation? How would you advise them to get the same types of results that you did?
Well, you know, you got to surround yourself with great people. You got to get mentors. You got to get people, you know, that believe in you, even sometimes when you don't believe yourself. You have to invest in yourself, be a consummate student. I still am. I read books every single day. I read magazines. I surround myself with people that are better than me, both in terms of my employees, who are amazing, in terms of my distributors, who are amazing leaders out there. And I also surround myself with great books, you know, where I can literally, you know, get mentorship all the time from, you know, books, whether they be, you know, biographies of people like Winston Churchill to modern day books like the one that I wrote. I'm always looking to learn and apply those learnings to my businesses because, you know, no matter what, yes, I have a massive company and yes, I've been able to generate success, but if I just stand still, I'm going to get ran over. And so I'm always constantly looking to improve and build our, you know, and build a something even better than what I have today.
That's the famous Will Rogers quote. Even if you're on the right track, if you stand still, you're going to get hit by the train. My guest is Ryan Blair. So, Ryan, what are some of the books that have most influenced your life since you brought up the subject of good books?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of them. In my home, I have two rare books signed by the author. One is called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and the other is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Those two books were kind of the foundational changes for my belief systems. And after I really started working on my belief systems, I ventured into books like The Tipping Point or Blink or Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell and a variety of other books for skill and specific items like goal setting and so forth. So, you know, I believe that people just need to invest more in themselves and that, you know, the highest reward you will have as an investor is an investment in yourself, in your intellect, and your knowledge. And so that's the most important thing I think people can do.
Well, profound words from Ryan Blair. Ryan, no path to the top is a straight line, and you've certainly made your share of mistakes over time. Give us some of your million-dollar mistakes, and what advice would you give us on what not to do?
You know, the best chapter in my entire book is called Million Dollar Mistakes, and it's because I wrote down literally every dumb mistake I've made, some of which are, you know, kind of humiliating, so to speak, like an email that I sent that I regretted or, you know, an investment that I made, and I even document some of the specific things about that investment that failed, and even some of my emails back and forth to those entrepreneurs, letting them know that, you know, how disappointed I was in the investment. And then as well as, you know, mistakes that I've made in terms of over-forecasting cash flow needs or being overly optimistic in sales forecasts. So there's a lot of things out there that I've made the mistakes, and I published them all because I wanted people to learn from my mistakes so that way they didn't have to. But I'll tell you this, I'm just grateful that I've had a number of you know, multi-million dollar wins to offset all those million-dollar mistakes.
Well, yeah, and congratulations to you for that. My guest is Ryan Blair, author of the book Nothing to Lose. On the more positive side, Ryan, what positive advice would you give people if they're an entrepreneur, even thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, that will help sort of speed up their path, speed up their movement along the path?
Yeah, start now. You don't need to have the best idea in the world. You know, my entrepreneurial philosophy is you constantly are innovating and making improvements until you find, you know, your right fit, something you're passionate about, and run with it. People don't start because they're waiting for some bright idea or some great idea. You can start with a home-based business. There's a variety of different types of companies out there. There's franchises. There's all kinds of stuff available to people. You can buy a company in some cases, or you can start something small and build it up. But start now and then refine your business model, tear it apart, improve upon it, find what you're passionate about, and eventually you know, after you get your 10,000 hours or so in, you're going to be a professional entrepreneur, which, by the way, doesn't mean you got to be a millionaire. It just means that you're making your own money, you're happy with your living, you have time freedom, you can spend time with your family, you can take vacations when you want to, you can take your kid to the doctor if you want to. You're not being repressed or intimidated by corporate America or the markets or anything else.
If there is even a corporate America at the end of all this. My guest is Ryan Blair, author of the book Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. Ryan, give us some of your perspective, if you will. What trends are you seeing right now in both business and society that we might be able to pick up on? And give us some examples of who's doing it right and who's not doing it so right.
Well, you know, I'll tell you who's doing it right now. I took my entire executive team to the Zappos boot camp. The trend right now is to actually treat your customers exceptionally. So we're investing right now in our customer service departments. I mean, we're going out of the way to create wow experiences. And Zappos gave me the idea, and I thought to myself, you know, the consumer discretionary spending is limited, and consumers are giving their money to great brands, companies like Apple, companies like Amazon, companies like Zappos. And so in order for you to really compete out there, you have to compete with those brands in terms of experience and providing service to your customers. The most important companies out there of the future will be the ones that win the hearts, the minds, and the gratitude of their customers, whether they're a small company or a big one. And so as a bigger company in Visalis, you know, with, you know, 50,000 new customers plus per month, our goal is to make sure that we provide the best customer service out there. And I recommend whether you have a local locksmith or you have a, you know, a mechanic shop or a real estate firm, be the best in customer service and you'll have a great business.
All right. My guest is Ryan Blair, author of the book Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, How I Went from a Gang Member to Multimillionaire Entrepreneur. Ryan, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Nothing to Lose?
Well, you know, for one, if they don't want to be an entrepreneur, I want them to grab the book, read it, and give it to someone that they think could be good at it, whether it be a son, a daughter, a friend, or a family member, a relative. If they do believe they could be an entrepreneur, I want them to start a business. At the end of my days, I want to measure my impact on our global economy through you know, inspiring a generation of entrepreneurs. That's my goal, because I believe we have some big problems to solve in society. I believe entrepreneurs will do it, and I hope one day proudly I'll say, I either mentored that entrepreneur, I invested in that entrepreneur, or I encouraged that entrepreneur to be somebody that actually solved some of those problems.
Wow, you can just feel the energy coming from my guest, Ryan Blair. Ryan, if people like what they have to hear, like the way that you say it, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
All right, so go to nothingtolose.com. There's links on nothingtolose.com to my Facebook page, my Twitter page, so that way you can follow me. And I'll tell you, I do all kinds of crazy things on Facebook and Twitter. This morning, I did an impromptu book signing in my hotel in New York. You know, if you're a fan of mine, I appreciate you, I value, and I'll look to continue to provide value to you way beyond this book. But, you know, if you're really inspired, pick up the book on Amazon or Barnes, or go to your local Barnes and Nobles. And, you know, we hit number one on Amazon, number one on Barnes, and the New York Times list comes out tomorrow. I'm hoping that I'm on the list. I don't know if I'll be number one or not, but, you know, this is my first book, and, you know, I never thought when I sat there in those juvenile halls that I'd actually be writing a best-selling book right now. So to everyone out there who's bought it, I really appreciate you very much.
And to everybody else listening to the sound of your voice, that just goes to show you that you can get there from where you are, no matter where it is you're starting from. You can also buy his book, Nothing to Lose, at our local Bank of Books, two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 26 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Ryan, it has been very inspirational. Thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much. I hope to be back on. I look forward to being back on as a hometown native of Ventura County there. Thank you so much.
Outstanding. We'll talk to you soon, Ryan. Take care.
Bye.